Good crowd this morning, and we'll see if anybody's coming in as we're leaving, and we'll know that they forgot to set their clocks ahead, but we can tell them we'll see them tonight, amen. appreciate the up-to-date and the very intelligent crowd being here this morning, and appreciate you springing forward and being here. And we're going to preach this morning on a verse here, Revelation 21, verse 4. I'll read the verse and then give you the title, and then we'll have a word of prayer. But Revelation 21, 4 says this, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." We're going to preach a sermon this morning called Three Types of Pain. Three Types of Pain. And there's probably more types of pain than this, but these are three we're going to look at today. And, of course, they're all found in the Bible. And that's a good thing to preach about. But three types of pain this morning. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. Lord, I just ask you to just help me get out of the way, Lord, and you fill me with your Holy Spirit. Speak through me. Lord, if there's somebody here today that does not know for 100% sure they're going to heaven, we ask you to save them today. And, Lord, if there's someone going through something today that they don't know if they're going to make it through, help them to realize, Lord, that they have you. They have a Savior. There's nothing too hard for him. And Lord, I just ask you to help our church, bless it, and continue to help it grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Three types of pain, of course, you know, obviously in that title is already, maybe some of you already turned me off because you don't like pain. Some of you, you know, you count yourself as being tough, gruff, and rough. And, pain, it don't scare me. And you were one of those kids, you know, you fell off your bike, skinned your knee, and rub some dirt in it, you'll be all right. And some of those got infection and things like that. But anyway, we all have experienced some type of pain. We're going to look at these three types this morning. Of course, the first one is physical pain. Right now, I have some. I'm doing a little bit of remodeling in our basement, and up and down, cutting and drilling and cutting and things like that. My body doesn't like that. At 18, it didn't like it, but at 55, it really doesn't like it. And so I'm experiencing some this morning. Now, not enough to keep me from coming to church, amen. But I'm having some pain this morning a little bit. My knees don't bend and things like that. But I've had some severe pain before. And I was praying about preaching this sermon and, you know, wondering if it was right or not. And then I found out that Becky was coming. And this kind of solidified in my mind that I was supposed to preach about this today. Because my wife and I, before we were wife and husband, used her car and experienced it used to be my most painful moment of my life, but I've had another one since then. But that kind of just like solidified it in my mind. But I've experienced some physical pain. I'll read you a couple of verses. Job 14:22 says, "But his flesh upon him shall have pain." And so Job experienced physical pain. We know the story. The devil and God were having a communication, a conversation there, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I've been going to and fro, and so forth." And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And of course, he was able to take some things from him, and we'll talk about that in a second, about the second type of pain. But he also told him that he could do anything to his body that he wanted except take his life. And of course, we know he was sitting in the ash heap, you know, scraping those sores and things like that. So he experienced pain. In Job 33:19, it says this, "He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain." Now, some of you may have a disease that causes pain, and you've laid on your bed before with pain. Maybe you've strained something or pulled something. But I have experienced a few, physical pain, or a few times of physical pain in my life. The first one I can remember, I was playing T-ball, and so that's where you put the tee out there in front of the plate, you put the baseball on it, you get the bat, and you know, how do you strike out in T-ball? But there was some that, you know, they were able to do it, but anyway, I was playing, and so they told me, "Go out to the pitcher's mound," and I'm like, "We're playing T-ball, you don't need a pitcher," okay? They should have not called it pitcher on T-ball, they should have called it target. All right, because I'm sitting there on the pitcher's mound, hey, batter, swing, all that kind of stuff, and pow, boom, right in the nose, first time, just laid me out, blood's going everywhere, and I thought I was going to die. What are you, 4 or 5 years old when you're playing t-ball? I didn't know, you know, people were watching. You don't want to cry in front of anybody. You know, that was last week. But anyway, I didn't want to cry, but I did cry and so forth. And I felt that pain. And speaking of baseball, there was two other times that I remember, I mean, receiving severe pain. I was playing third base, and our catcher, he always did the same thing. If there was somebody on third, he would pump fake. He'd pump fake one more time, and he would throw it to the pitcher. And so I'm on third. The guy's, you know, leading off the third base trying to steal home. And so I got my glove out there. He pump faked. The guy came back a little bit. He pump faked again. The guy came back to third. So I turned to walk out to my position, and the ball hit me right here. He threw it, and it hit me right there on that cheekbone so hard that the stitches cut my skin. So you can see the imprint of the stitching. And, I mean, I was old enough there not to want to cry. I mean, I was trying my best. Now, I did start crying when the coach wouldn't let me go back in the game. All right, now that made me mad. All right, but anyway, that was, I don't know why, I don't know how it didn't break my cheekbone. I mean, it hit me hard. And I got hit in the forehead, same thing. It hit me so hard you could see the stitching. So I experienced some pain, physical pain. There was some, I guess, what we call stupid pain that we apply to ourselves, you know, do something that was, hey, you know, stupid, you know, famous last words of a redneck, hey, y'all watch this, and so forth. And so I've inflicted pain on myself this way. One time was on a motorcycle, and I was not allowed to ride in the field because we were growing the field for hay, but I could ride the perimeter and in the woods all I wanted. And so I jumped the creek. I was down in the woods, and I came out to the field, and I was going to go down the back part of our property, long straightaway. And so long straightaway means fast, if you ever do things stupid. So, I mean, I'm on that thing, and I'm just getting it down through there with the gears. And my dog always followed me, but he always followed me back there. This time, he had cut across, and we were growing field, grass for hay, and I could not see him. He came into the trail right when I got there. So I hit him, and it knocked me off my motorcycle. So I put my hands down like this. The grass caught this finger, brought it back to here. So it was pointing back this way. And then when this part hit, it broke my wrist right here. And so I'm like, dumb dog. That's all I was thinking. Until I felt this burning sensation. Anybody ever broke an arm or broke something? You get this weird burning sensation, right? And you're like, what in the world's going on? And I lifted up my hand and my finger was pointed this way. And that was odd. And so I experienced some pain. Now, the biggest pain was they had to put a cast on it. And you don't get to do things that you normally do. I forgot all about the physical pain. But anyway, and then the day I got the cast off, I hadn't played basketball in forever. Why? Because I had metal around this and it was just locked into place. So I got that cast off. I was like, I got to play some basketball. So I'm in the gym playing basketball and I'm beating this guy in 21. And he was mad that I was beating him. And so I hit a shot in his eye, of course, and I went to the free throw line to get my free throws for a game of 21. And so I'm looking at the line, and he's mad, and he throws the ball at me. And I guess he felt a little sorry for me because I wasn't looking. He's like, hey! And so I look up to see the ball coming at me like, you know, 50 miles an hour. And so I threw my hand up, and the same pinky gets it right on the end, and it explodes my knuckle. And that pinky has never been the same. All right, don't y'all feel sorry for me? But anyway, pain. I had to drive myself to the doctor, get a, you know, brace on it, all that kind of stuff. I could just keep on telling you dumb stories, but I won't bore you anymore. But the pain I was talking about when we took Becky's car, we were in Bible college, and I was going to have an ingrown toenail, not cut out, because I'd had that done like 60,000 times, but they were going to just remove it. They said, it's already, we've cut it out so many times, we're just going to have to remove your whole toenail. So I go to the doctor, and of course they gave me a little shot in it. And that stung a little bit, but I'm like, ugh. And so then it went dead. I'm watching him. You know, I won't gross you out, but he put these flat scissors under it, opened it up, grabbed it with a pair of pliers, and there it came. All right. Now, I was fine. And my wife was using Becky's car because I had a pickup. You know, so I couldn't lay down in that seat. Plus, my wife and I would have been on the same row of seats. We had to be Christian Bible College, right? We had to be on a different row. So I'm laying in the back seat of Becky's car. My wife's driving it. And on the way back to the dorm, that Novocaine or pain medicine starts wearing off. Now, here's my girlfriend. I don't know if you were my fiance yet or not, but my girlfriend's driving and that pain's leaving, or that medication's leaving. And I mean, they're coming down, but I wasn't crying. All right, it was just coming out. I mean, worst pain I've ever felt in my life up until last summer. And I would have said that was it. But last summer, I got a kidney stone. Any testifiers? All right. Woo! I mean, woke me up from a dead sleep, and that's hard to do. But anyway, I mean, I thought I was going to die. Went to the hospital, and they said, you know, here, fill out this paperwork. I was like, you don't understand. I don't need to fill out no paperwork. You need to cut me open and get whatever's causing this pain out of me now. And said, sir, you're going to have to go sit down and fill out the paperwork. I mean, what in the world? But anyway, you know, three gunshots to the chest. Here, fill out your paperwork. Anyway, I was having some severe pain. All right, so I've experienced that. Now, I've heard kidney stones, broken femur. Any testifiers of that? Hey. I've heard that those were the two worst, and childbirth. I can't experience that. Now, I almost died during childbirth, but not me. My wife's having a baby. And we had, back then, we had to go to some classes to be able to, for the dad to go inside the room with the mom. Used to, all you older fellows just waited in the waiting room. Then they expected us to come in there. But anyway, so we had to go to these classes. And I mean, I don't want to offend anybody in here, but some of that stuff was dumb. All right. Now, the breathing thing, I get it. You got to breathe. So I had to teach her. I had to be the breathing coach. All right. You know, so hee, hee, hoo. And I had my rhythm down, and I had my timer and things like that. And so, obviously, we're having our first grandchild, and so I wanted to let the parents know they're coming. I couldn't remember my parents' phone number. And I'm like, hey, what's my parents' phone number? So then she's over there, I guess, having a contraction. And so I'm like, breathe, remember, breathe. Hee, hee, hoo. I am breathing. So I don't know if she was demon-possessed, but I almost died during childbirth. So pain, we all got it. We all had it. But, and there's some of us that are experiencing it right now, and the doctor has told you there's nothing we can do. You know, you're to the age that we can't fix it, we can't replace it, we can't, and you're just living with it. Maybe medication, maybe rest, things like that, but you know what? When we get to heaven, and you get a brand new body, you won't have any more of that pain. So this pain, like all the, I guess, dumb sports pains and my dumb pain and even physical pain, it all went away. I got healed. And I don't understand that. God made us that way. You get a cut, it immediately starts healing itself. You get a bruise, it starts healing itself. So it'll go away eventually. But if you have something that won't go away, you've been told by the doctors, you're going to have to live with this. It's like Paul. Paul's like, Lord, take this away from me. Lord, take this away from me. Third time, take it away. No, but I'll give you the grace to go live through it. So we might have to experience pain, but we can look forward to the day when we get to heaven, we get that new body. There won't be any more pain. No more kidney stones. All right? No more back surgeries. No more knee replacements. No more broken bones. Unless you do something stupid. I don't know. But anyway, we have all experienced physical pain. Let's look at the second type of pain this morning. Emotional pain. And again, just like guys, I've always been a guy. I can't give you any girl illustrations, but guys, we're supposed to suck it up and not worry about physical pain. And again, I've played sports games with broken bones, tape it to this finger, tape it to that finger, finish the game, man up. Same thing with this emotional, shemotional stuff. Guys are supposed to be like, we're not supposed to be emotional. But we are. And things hurt. Just like that physical pain hurts us physically, that emotion stuff sometimes hurts worse. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 12:13, they have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. Now, I'm sure when they were planting all those crops, physical pain was there. But when they planted some type of fruit that they wanted to come up and it came up thorns, now they're experience emotional pain. What are we going to do? And so just like God created a way for us physically to heal up and get rid of that pain or take us to heaven, He will help us through this emotional pain. Jeremiah 4:19 says, I pain at my very heart. So Jeremiah knew what it was to have emotional pain, to the point that he wanted to quit serving God, which we saw in a sermon not so long ago. He had so much of the Word of God in his heart that he couldn't quit. There wasn't enough room for that emotional pain to cause him to quit. So we see here emotional pain. David said in Psalm 55:4, my heart is sore pain within me. And again, it was some stuff that he caused himself. And he went through that emotional pain. Lord, I failed you. Against you and you only have I sinned. I understand my baby dying. I understand my son raping my daughter. I understand. He knew that he caused all that. But he still faced that emotional pain. Psalm 73:16-17 says this, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. But then he said in verse 17, and praise the Lord for this, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. So sometimes we'll face physical pain, and you can stop doing some things and probably won't cause that as much. But we're going to face some emotional pain, but sometimes we can go to the house of God, or we can go to the Word of God, or we can talk to the Holy Spirit of God, and we'll get an understanding why it's taking place, and He'll help us with it. But just like there's physical pain that you'll have to take to heaven with you, and you'll get rid of it there, there might be an emotional pain that you have to take. If the prodigal son hadn't come home, and that dad had went to heaven, he'd have taken that with him. So we have emotional pain that we have to face. And I'd have much, much rather face the broken bones and face the bruises and the cuts than the emotional pain. And there's emotional pain that I've had when I was 7 years old, I guess second grade, third grade, maybe eight. My parents separated. Didn't live in the same house. And I had to go back and forth. That's tough on an eight-year-old. It wasn't physically hurting me. But my heart was ripped out that my parents weren't in the same house. And there's people that have to deal with that their whole life. The emotional pain's for reals. It ripped my heart out. Praise the Lord, they got saved and they got back together. And the action that caused them to get saved and get back together was when my brother was killed. I mean, that was emotional pain. I guess 8, 9 years old, third grade. He's not even 2 years old yet. I had a buddy over at the house. Me and my buddy were swinging on a vine we found in the woods, playing Tarzan. And my little brother's in the way. I told him, hey, I think Mom wants you at the house. He walked up to the house, and that's when he got ran over. That's emotional pain. You hadn't been so stinking selfish and wanted your little brother out from under your feet, he might still be alive. I'd rather have a broken arm than have to deal with that. Now, I know all things work together for good, and it worked good. He was before the age of accountability, so he's in heaven. And because of that, my dad got saved, my mom got saved, I got saved. So I can look at it that way, but it still hurts. Emotional pain. It's tough. And my mom wasn't supposed to be able to have any more kids. But after they'd been in church for a while, they had two more. And my sister, which is 13 years younger than I am, you know, just like you have loved ones that you want them to do right. I remember when she ran off and got married. And my wife had to help my mom because she was just throwing up because she was so upset. That hurts. That's emotional pain. My brother's still in and out of prison, battling drugs. That's emotional pain. I mean, sometimes I get mad and want to go punch him upside the head, but I love him, and it still hurts. Emotional pain. My wife has rheumatoid arthritis. Most of the time it stays in remission, but it'll pop up every once in a while. And as a husband that's supposed to provide for her and love her, I can't do anything. That's when I get the most upset, is when my wife hurts or my boys got hurt when they were growing up. I'd be like, what were you thinking? I thought you loved us. I do, but I can't do anything about that. It frustrates me. All right, it's emotional pain. But, praise the Lord, it's something she has to live with, but when she gets her new body, she won't have arthritis. So we see here that there's emotional pain. And just like your physical pain, medication helps, time helps, emotional pain. Sometimes God takes care of it, and He fixes it. Sometimes it's got to be kind of like Paul. God says, well, I'll give you the grace to live with it and go through life with it. Emotional pain. So, some physical pain will stop on the earth. If not, it will in heaven. There's cancer. We've had two close friends pass away in the last couple days, couple weeks with cancer. But they don't have it anymore. Praise the Lord. They're healed. Arthritis. Parkinson's. God will take care of it all when you get to heaven. So, praise the Lord, when you get to heaven, no more physical pain. No more emotional pain. And I'll tell you this, if you do have a wayward child, and I've dealt with many people in my Sunday school classes over the years with this, you know, the kid got saved, but then backslid and got away from the Lord. I was like, I know emotionally that's killing you. But if he's saved, or if she's saved, and they never get right with God down here, they're coming up there. They won't have as much rewards as they would have had. But if they're saved, it'll all be rectified up there. So just like that cancer will leave when you get to heaven, that arthritis will leave when you get to heaven, that thing that emotionally hurts you right now, if that person's saved, it'll be fine when we get to heaven. Now, the third type of pain. And we'll finish up with this one. And this one's not as, I mean, obviously both the others are pretty rough. But this one right here is called, the third type of pain is never-ending pain. Never-ending pain. And this will be to the person that won't get to heaven. And the Bible says in Psalm 116, verse 3, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me. Luke 16, 23, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. In other words, pain. Verse 24, and he said, I am tormented in this flame. This is a rich man. So that's a never-ending pain. Physical pain, it'll end one day when you get to heaven. Emotional pain, it'll end one day when all things will become new. It'll be ended. But never-ending pain never ends. Now, you say, well, I'm saved. Praise God. You'll never experience this one. You might have experienced the physical. You might have experienced the emotional. But you'll never experience the never-ending pain. But we still have something to do about it. And we'll talk about it at the end. But if you're not saved today, you think a broken arm's bad. You think a separation or a loss of a loved one's bad. This is never-ending. Never ending. And according to the Bible, there's, I guess, maybe levels of hell. Where it indicates in here, if the person's never heard the gospel, they're going to die and go to hell, yes. But their hell will be like right here. But the person that heard the gospel and rejected it, heard the gospel and rejected it, and rejected it, and rejected it, their hell will be even hotter, the Bible says. And it goes on to talk about people that take lives, hurts young kids, things like that. But it's all never ending. I don't know that there is a good part of hell. So we ought not want to go there, and we ought not want anybody else to go there. So for those of us getting older, you say, well, there's more things. I guess it would be easier to count the things that don't hurt than the things that do hurt. You know, and there are some people like that. How are you doing today? And you're 30 minutes later, they're going through. Well, this and this and this. And you're like, oh, okay, all right. Awesome. All right. And so, you know, that's what they say. The older you get, you know, if it's not hurting, that just means it's not working. Right? So praise the Lord. It'll be okay. And those won't hurt anymore. And then there's some of our heartaches and some of our disappointments that we may have even brought on ourselves, and we don't understand why. Both of those types of pain will stop when we go to heaven. But in hell, it says here, now and in there, you know, those that will go there when we go to heaven will always be in pain. There's no medicine. There's no surgery. There's no coping. There's no look on the bright side. It's never-ending pain. So, obviously, my challenge today is if you're not saved, get saved. And you won't have to worry about it. Then my second challenge is if you are saved, let's tell everybody else we can about it. And keep them from experiencing that. I would tell somebody, hey, don't go to the pitcher's mound at T-ball. Don't do it. I've experienced it. Wham! I would say, hey, tie your dog up or pin him up if you're going to go ride the motorcycle, and he likes to follow you. Why? Because I've experienced a broken arm because of that dog. Anything that I've experienced, you know, don't jump your motorcycle off across the wall. Especially if it doesn't have brakes, because the fence is there. But anyway, there's all kinds of stuff that I could tell you I experienced. I used to do the, hey, y'all watch this regularly. But don't do that. And then I could tell you, you know, emotional pain, you don't choose it, but you can cope with it, and God can help you, if not down here, up there. But there's no remedy. There's no escaping it. There's no surgery. There's no medication. There's no coping with that never-ending pain in that place called hell. It's permanent. And here's my challenge, and we'll finish. If you saw somebody get hit in the nose with a baseball, you know what you'd do? You'd run over there. You'd grab a towel. You'd say, get some ice. I mean, without even thinking. We would run to their aid. Or if they fall and they break their arm. I've had to take a T-shirt and put it around the guy's arm because he broke it in the football game. You just run to their aid because you see that they're in physical pain. And then all of us would do that. And you know I'm right. And all of us also, if somebody's going through emotional struggle or emotional pain, hey, I'll pray for you. I had a teenage girl in our youth group that lost a brother. Now, again, I wasn't a girl. I didn't lose him the same way. Her brother had a disease. But I could say, hey, I lost a brother too, and God helped me through it. When you see somebody hurting emotionally, you'll spring to it without even having to talk yourself into it. But then we just go by countless people that might be going to experience never-ending pain, and we do nothing. So we've got to get to the place where, just like good people will help somebody that's bleeding or help somebody that fell, we encourage somebody that's going through emotional stuff, we got to be that rapid and that fast to give out tracts, to say, hey, come visit my church. Hey, I know how you can know for 100% sure you're going to heaven. We've got to train ourselves that way. And so, I know the quality of people in here. They would jump. They would get ice. They would call 911. They would do whatever they could do if they saw somebody physically hurting. And they would pray, and they would encourage, and they would do whatever they could to help people that were in emotional pain. So, collectively, as a church, let's do our part to give out tracts. Let's do our part to support missionaries. Let's do our part to invite co-workers and neighbors and things like that. Let's do our part, just as we would help somebody in physical pain and in emotional pain, because they're going to burn forever. It's never-ending pain. Every head bowed, every eye closed. First of all, if you're not saved, I can show you, or I can get somebody else to show you in the Bible how you can be 100% sure you're going to heaven and you'll never experience never-ending pain. If you're saved, let's ask God to help us become a better soul winner, a better inviting people to church. Brother Derek's going to lead us in a hymn. If you need to come, you want to join the church. Church doors are open. If you need to be saved, let's all stand.